Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, Pope Francis arrives in Washington today for the start of a 6-day tour of the U.S. He'll meet with President Obama and is expected to talk about climate change. The Pope laid out his vision in a landmark document, an encyclical, in June, saying climate change is man-made and the poor suffer from it. But as Carolyn Beeler from The Pulse at Here and Now contributor WHYY reports, his views have been divisive in his own Catholic community.
The Catholic Diocese in Orange County, California, was the first in the country to hold a conference on the Pope's encyclical. It turned out to be a good illustration of how American Catholics are reacting to the Pope's views on climate change. The question and answer session at the end of the conference was interrupted when an audience member stood up and yelled in protest.
I'm here to advocate for traditional Catholicism.
When the man refused to leave the auditorium, the rest of the audience stood up to drown him out with the Our Father.
We're going to pray the prayer. Heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
As this scene shows, the Pope's encyclical on climate change has become something of a wedge between conservative and progressive Catholics. Pope Francis gets specific in the document, writing about air conditioners as energy hogs and recommending energy-efficient repairs to buildings. Father Robert Sirico with the Acton Institute, a think tank that advocates for free market economics informed by faith, calls that level of detail on scientific topics unwise.
Should in 25 years or in 50 years we discover that some of these specific policy prescriptions were not the best, then the church gets tagged with all of that.
Sirico is not alone in his opinions. The Pope's favorability rating dropped significantly from early 2014 to this July, shortly after he released his encyclical. But at 59%, that favorability rating is still high. Dan Misla of the group Catholic Climate Covenant argues protesters make up a small, if vocal, minority.
I think many more Catholics are encouraged. I think they're pleasantly surprised or happy that he's speaking out.
Misla says the climate change conversation has changed fairly significantly with the release of the encyclical. In July, the Archdiocese of Chicago became the first in the country to work with federal regulators to track its buildings' energy use, water consumption, and greenhouse gas emissions. In August, the Archdiocese of Cincinnati announced it, too, will use less energy.
There's lots of things like that happening, far more than we can keep track of.
The encyclical was the focus of a panel discussion last week at Villanova, a Catholic university near Philadelphia, and it's now a core text for a sustainable engineering class at the school. The school's engineering dean, Gary Gabriel, says the Pope's focus on the interconnectedness of humans and the earth has reinforced an idea that engineering students should be learning more than just science and math.
Engineering impacts the world in so many different ways that our students, as part of their education, need to understand that. And that's clearly a very, very strong theme in the encyclical.
Even as his messaging starts filtering through Catholic institutions, Pope Francis has a lot of ground to cover with the general public. A month after he released his encyclical, fewer than a third of Americans knew climate change was a priority issue for this pope. The percentage who saw climate change as a moral or religious issue had not changed. So his care for creation theme is likely to be a significant focus of his upcoming U.S. tour.
He has invested his capital in this issue uniquely.
That's Rocco Palmo, author of the influential Catholic blog Whispers in the Loggia.
You know, he knows if care for the earth is going to be real, it's got to come in the policy arena. So it's going to be probably one of the top two or three things he talks about.
Pope Francis is expected to urge lawmakers to act on climate change during his address to Congress on Thursday, and it's likely to come up during his speech to the UN the next day in New York. For Here and Now, I'm Carolyn Beeler.